USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Amid sharp opposition, the Trump administration has backed away from a plan to send illegal immigrants to Florida. Homeland Security has now switched plans to send large numbers of migrants from the Mexican border to other regions, such as the northern border and also Florida. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan.
We do have stations in Florida. We have stations on the northern border. They're very small stations. It wasn't going to be an effective use of resources. But yeah, we had to look at all options.
He was on CBS's Face the Nation. Also on that show, California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff. He says he doesn't agree.
The only reason they're pulling that back is because a Republican governor has challenged this idea.
At this time, immigrants are still being taken to Southern California and several other parts of the country. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Democratic congressman says going to court is justified in getting the president's tax returns. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he won't comply with the House Ways and Means Committee subpoena for President Trump's tax returns. Democratic Virginia Congressman Don Beyer on CNN.
It's sad. It's frustrating. It clearly is part of this complete disregard of the rule of law. And it's too bad we have to go to court. And I just hope and pray that President Trump and his administration won't ignore court orders, because that flagrant contempt for the rule of law is a very bad thing for our democracy.
Mnuchin said the committee's request lacks a legitimate legislative purpose.
Another late spring splash of bad weather for the southern plains, meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
We're going to see a lot of heavy rain tomorrow, straight into Tuesday. Some places are likely to see about 3 to 5 inches of rain, with swollen rivers and saturated ground, flooding is possible.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many of those in the crowded field of Democrats running for president in 2020 were campaigning on Saturday. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Bernie Sanders was in Augusta, Georgia, where he said of President Trump,
"He thinks that if he can get one group to hate another group, he can't get reelected. Well, I got some bad news for Donald Trump. That ain't going to work in 2020.
And at a rally in Dubuque, Iowa, Pete Buttigieg said of constitutional reform,
"I think we can look at constitutional reforms to do things like end Citizens United and take money out of politics."
And former VP Joe Biden told a rally in Philadelphia he's offering Americans what he calls a different path in 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A girl who was taken from her mother in Texas is now back home. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Police have located that 8-year-old girl who was kidnapped Saturday night while walking with her mother near Fort Worth. Police spokesman Buddy Cazada says a tip brought police to the rescue.
She was located just south of Fort Worth in a surrounding town here called Forest Hill. She was located at the Wood Spring Suite. The suspect, what I can tell you now, the descriptions that we gave early on from witnesses and from the mother were pretty close on.
The suspect is in custody. Police say the girl was physically unharmed.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.